We released The Curse of Kubel back in 2019 and have an appended version on the way later in 2022. As many NTR aficionados have played the game by now, our circle has received various comments, words of support, reviews, bug reports, and plenty of feedback that starts something like, "Wouldn't it be better if you did it this way?" Some suggestions are enough to make me mutter in awe of my fans' genius, and I always read them with a grin. But among these requests and reviews, there's a specific demand for scenes involving multiple NTR guys, or depictions of villagers and adventurers all getting in on the action. So, for today, I've decided to explain some of my view on NTR, which is guiding the creation of any future works. And just to clarify one thing beforehand, even harsh feedback isn't going to provoke a response like, "Okay, wise guy, let's fight," from me, so please don't misunderstand. Let's keep things mellow, brother. Now, my reasoning for focusing on one singular male antagonist to the exclusion of anything else. Why do both Kubel and eventually, Viscaria, focus on having just one party doing the NTRing? Well, it's entirely down to my own personal fetish. Personally, I believe the NTR guy should have an exclusive obsession on the heroine. And, at the same time, I want the heroine to be thoroughly and completely corrupted by just this one man. My reason for this is simple and straightforward. It's because I'm chasing the strongest sense of goddammit, taking the perspective of the cuckolded guy in the above scenario. The heroine's change in feeling, behavior, and morals, as she becomes infatuated with her paramour, are what excite me the most. This is something deeply ingrained in my own rather dubious fixations. And so, when discussing what most directly hooks into that sense of loss and excitement born of NTR works, the question arises. When does one most pointedly feel that spurned jealousy? When I feel the strongest goddammit toward the NTR guy, is when I find myself thinking, "Why the hell would she pick this fuckstick?" Or, "What exactly is so great about this asshole?" The more you learn about the NTR man, mostly his collection of scumbag qualities, the greater this feeling of squandered justice intensifies. Naturally, this feeling only grows the longer players spend time in forced proximity with him, essentially building up what I think of as hate value over time. For the cuckold, more "God damn it" equals faster and greater semen volume. A wrinkle for me, however, is that when multiple guys enter the picture, that hate value gets dispersed. To put it simply, compared to when there's one alone, any "damn it" feeling towards each individual one gets diluted over a wider surface area, at least in my opinion. For example, in a given NTR scenario, you might encounter a situation where the villain passes the heroine around to his underlings. Or maybe a all-out free-for-all gangbang, sans MC, breaks out in a villager's shed. Perhaps the heroine gradually slides into cheap prostitution, in some cases. But following the logic of my own fetish, 1. If the NTR man isn't personally fixated and possessive of the heroine, I don't feel that she's being stolen away. 2. The appearance of some random new dudes doesn't have the built-up hate value to make me think, "God damn it all to hell." That's my reasoning. None of it really gets my blood pumping like a singular antagonist. "I can't believe she got taken in by that human garbage. Fuck you!" is what arouses me the most. This is merely my personal viewpoint, so don't take any of this as a knock against what you yourself might enjoy. But it is my reasoning in why any of my games will have a singular NTR guy.